Yo.
Oh, you're muted.
Okay.
Hey, yes,
Oh, I'm back.
are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you know what's funny? I'm having like a conversation with Joe's little sister, and she's like 12, right? And like the stupid stuff they get you to do when you're younger. Like she's doing religious education revision, right? And then it's like the most important persuasive evidence was not the facts, but the faith put into them. And I messaged her back being, Lydia, I have no idea what that means. I cannot help you.
I would love to say I could, because I've got half GCSE in RS, which I didn't even know was a thing. I have got half, but it was too long ago now, so can't really help.
Joe, when I was younger, when I used to get really annoyed when I used to ask my parents for like help with the homework, I'm like, how can you not understand this? Like you've done it. But now she's asking me, I'm like, I have no idea. Like
Yeah,
everything.
what do you mean, Dad? You don't understand algebra? Do you not use this every day?
It's so funny. Where are you, by the way? It looks very bougie, the ceiling.
It's very bougie. My mum's got a cottage in her garden, so I live here now.
That's so cute. I love that.
Mate, you would love it.
How far away is it from me?
3.5 hours.
That's not bad.
Come down.
Not too shabby. That's not too
Yeah.
shabby. Do you know what? I was trying to calculate how long it's been since A, we first started talking, and B, you've been like a compact athlete. And I think it's coming up to 3 years now, is it?
Nearly 3 years because it was 2021 and I competed April, May time. So yeah, it would be like pretty much 3 years now.
So like you're in my head, you're like borderline like an OG now. When it gets to 3 years, I'm like, yeah, you're pretty much there in my OG head.
Do I get a little badge? Certificate.
I'll just skip one. I'll create one in Canva and I'll send it to your email. Be like, yeah, here we go. Oh, that was like so long ago, but that I feel like that was such a turning point. Like from looking at like your journey, I feel like that was such a turning point for you. As an
Yeah,
athlete.
massively. Massively. I think that whole season.
I love it when I forget to like turn off the Do Not Disturb. Do you know what? The important emails never come through, but the stupid spam always comes into my like top right. I'm like, I don't need that. Don't
Yeah.
need that. Love
They're the ones that you can't unsubscribe from.
it. Yeah, they make it or make it impossible.
Yeah.
Love it. But yeah, I definitely think looking at like your journey as an athlete, that was definitely like that was definitely a big turning point for you, in the sense that it opened up, I think, a lot of opportunities for you, but I think more importantly, I think it made you realize, ah, I'm actually not that bad at this. That's the perception I got.
100% it was. I remember being very, very overwhelmed after that weekend. I remember calling up like my best mate who I she doesn't compete anymore, but we competed together like in 2019, the first shows you ever did, we did it together. She's still like a really good friend of mine now. And I just remember ringing her and be like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. But it was just mad. I was like, so I've been speaking to Jazz. I was like, I'm with Compact now. This is mental. Because I never thought I remember going to that season and I said to Vaughan, I was like, yeah, I just want to get a first call out. And he was like, okay, I think we can do better than that. But that's all in my head that I thought I'd ever be able to do.
Yeah, I think it's quite refreshing on the other sense, though, to kind of hear someone say, I just want to get first call out, because as that was my goal for so long, and it still is when I do a show, I'm like, right, first call out would be amazing. First call out would be amazing. And I think, you know, I'm not bashing anyone that wants to aim high. I'm all for it, but it is refreshing when you kind of get that other side of like, do you know what? I'm not tooting my own horn massively, but I kind of just want to get a look in. That's kind of the main thing. So I remember judging you, and I think I've told you this story many times, but just for the listeners, I remember I was judging the overall, and I said to Lisa, I was like, do you want, I said, I'm happy to not judge the overall, because obviously it was a Compact Classic show, and I was like, you know what people are like, I was like, I'm happy to step out. She's like, no, she's like, you've, and that actually, yes, was that when I was really poorly? Yes, oh my God, that was when I was still like, well, I'd obviously like I think it'd been 8 to 10 weeks since I tested negative again for COVID, but I remember feeling like death. Like that was my first proper outing. And I remember just thinking, right, I'm just gonna show up. That's fine. And then Jordan's like, yeah, someone's like backed out. Can you judge? And I was like, oh my God. At that point, I was still struggling to like hold conversations, stand, like do anything. I was so bedbound. So I thought, right, this is gonna be fine. I was like, right, Darren, just get me loads of Haribos. And he's like, okay, so I've got loads of sweets. Don't know how I did that judging, but it was actually probably the first show that I was really bang on. But yeah, I remember judging that overall, and I kept looking back and forth, and I was like, am I, because obviously you doubt yourself, I think, when you first start judging. And I was like, am I just putting this girl down because she's bikini? And I was like, no, in my head, I was like, I was really trying to like fight for other reasons to give the oval to someone else. Cause I knew my head at that point, I was like, oh, maybe I'm still kind of, I was really in my head thinking, am I biased? I was really trying to like, in my head, going on a mad one. And I was trying to think of any argument to give it to the other people. And I was like, I can't give a justified thing. It has to be this. Again, obviously didn't know your name at this point. Like, it has to be number, whatever, whatever. I've ever sent given it to Lisa, being like, is that right? I was like, please tell me if that's wrong. And she's like, no, Jazz, like, that's right. So yeah, it was a really funny one because I was so in my head thinking, oh, like, am I maybe I can't judge? And I was like, no, Lisa's like, no, you're fine, Jazz. Like, you picked the right person. I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. This is absolutely fine. But no, that was a very cool moment, I'm not gonna lie. That was, and obviously Andy Poole as well.
It was mad because Andy Poole, I've obviously moved now, but me and Andy used to live like 5 minutes down the road from each other, and we didn't know each other until that show.
That's mad.
Yeah, and now we're really good friends. We're still really good friends.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. So it
So
was nice.
I want to go back to tell me about Molly at her first ever show.
I wasn't very good. I just, so basically what got me in, like what made me decide to do a show was I went with my friend and we watched this show. There used to be a show in Biddeford, which is where I live. And it was called the Devon Classic, and there wasn't many people in it. And I went to that show and this woman turned around to me who went to the same gym as me, and she said, you should do that, you should get up there. So I just went, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that then. So we decided that the next year we were going to go and do this show. And it, like I said, it wasn't a very big show. The standard wasn't that high in it. So we're like, yeah, we'll just go and do it. We literally had no clue. And there wasn't the information on social media that there is now at all. And we were just like, yeah, we'll just start for a bit and just do this show. And that show then was cancelled. I think it was due to the people that ran it separated or something. And I don't know. The show didn't exist. So we did the first ever PCA First Timer show. And I went on stage. I knew that I wasn't going to win. I knew that I wasn't going to place. And that was fine. I just wanted to go and have a good time. And I did. And I just had the best time ever. And I just really, really enjoyed it. And I don't even think I was nervous because I didn't have anything to be nervous because I'd set myself no expectations. I wasn't worried about not achieving them. So I just went on and I just had the best time. And then I did the Southwest, I think it was like 2, 3 weeks later. And again, I just had the best time and I was crap and I came last. But I didn't really care because I enjoyed myself and I was like, well, I'll go away and I'll just train hard and then I'll just do it again. So I
Why?
did.
Why did you think you didn't place higher? Just out of curiosity, what was
I
it?
was in position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went and got feedback after, and the guy, I don't know who it was, but the PCA Southwest, he said to me, he was like, you've got potential to do really well. He said, but you need to be a lot tighter. You need to be in condition. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. And he said, grow your delts, which we're still trying to do. He said, yeah, you need more shoulders. He said, but you've got potential to do well. He said, you just need to come in tighter. So I was like, oh, ideal. So then.
I definitely think it's mad looking at first timers. You can see, fair, yeah, it's still mad looking at first timers because the level of condition they're able to get into now is interesting. Some people kind of go through like dieting phases, like they kind of get near to stage condition but don't hit a show, and then they do their first show like the year after. And I'm like, whoa, like, because when I ever look at first timer and their condition's nailed, I'm thinking in my head they've obviously done a kind of a pre-prep scenario, but I think it's really important to kind of note to first timers, like, you know, that condition is really hard to get into. And it took me quite a few seasons to start really getting that condition that was needed. And that's probably something that I didn't really, and like, I guess I underestimated it, if that's the right way of saying it. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I get you completely, because I just thought, oh, we'll just diet for a bit and we'll just go for it. And I do think as well now, the first time is, because I look back at my photos of myself and I think like, oh, I looked crap. But then when I look back at photos of everyone, like, I wasn't that out of place. But everyone kind of posts very differently to how they do now, you know. Everyone, you know, wasn't quite as tight as what they are now in these first timer shows. And it is a lot more competitive now than what it was back then.
Yeah, I think so. So when, can you remember a time when you were, because you mentioned that you weren't nervous, right? When was there a time, was there ever been a time that you have been nervous for a show?
I don't know whether I am nervous, but I think you know me, and I will cover everything up with humour.
Yeah.
So I get so nervous that I'll just laugh. And then I'm not nervous because I'm just laughing about whatever it is. And then I'll get nervous just before I'm about to step on stage. Like, the person before me's gone on and then I'm about to go on. And then that's when I kind of go, oh shit, like, I can't laugh anymore. And then that's when I'm nervous.
Right, I'm that Bella backstage that just starts cracking random one-liner jokes.
Yeah.
I'm just giving banter and I'm like, someone give it back to me. I'm like trying to find someone to give me banter back. I'm like, I just need, that's my way of like dealing with that scenario. I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I'm literally, I don't laugh, but I'm definitely the banterous one, just saying random shit.
Yeah. I think people must think like I'm so weird because I'm just coming out with weird shit, because it's me just talking to try and cover up the fact that I am probably quite nervous.
Yeah. No, 100%.
So I know I'm always nervous just before I step on stage, but that point is kind of too late because you're about to go on then.
Did you do anything when you were younger, like stage performance wise, dance wise, competitive wise? Because for me, when I got into competing, I realized like my lack of experience being on stage and all these sort of things that were like barriers. Whereas I can definitely see when other people kind of have got that experience or kind of background that they can bring into competing. So like, what was it like for you in terms of experience and what you've done before?
So I was a competitive gymnast before, from when I was like in primary school up until I was about 18. So I'd done a lot of competitions in gymnastics. And then obviously living in Devon, I was in Young Farmers as well.
What the hell, Young Farmers?
Basically, it's a load of farmers and it's mainly just parties and getting really pissed, if I'm honest with you.
Hang on, Young Farmers.
I've not heard of it.
I'm right, keep talking. I'm searching Young Farmers. If I just search Young Farmers on Safari, will it come up?
Yeah. It's a big organization, Jazz. But they do like, so you have like,
oh,
each
like
little
a youth group. Oh, it's like a youth group.
Yeah, like a youth group.
Mate, never heard of this.
Seeing it up until you're like, I want to say like in your 20s.
Mate, I don't feel like, right. I feel like I was deprived of childhood, the fact that I didn't go to Young Farmers.
I think you were as well. I mean, there were certain bits of Young Farmers that I didn't do. Like, I didn't really do the sheep handling.
So you're like a fake Young Farmer then? So you didn't even do the sheep bit?
No, I didn't do the sheep bit. But I did used to do... They used to do a dance competition each year, which I used to do. They did like other things. They did like singing and stuff, which I didn't do. But they just did a lot of parties.
I'm dying at this. I love that you have to like apply.
I don't think you can get rejected. Like, I definitely wasn't a farmer. I didn't get rejected.
Sorry about this. I love it. Yeah, I was deaf. Oh, okay. Agricultural competitions. Okay, right. Geez, they've got farm safety skills, fence erecting, dairy stock judging. Stockman of the Year. Okay, that's pretty good. Young Stockman of the Year. You have to under
Yeah.
reading. Sheep shearing. Yeah, you didn't. You didn't do sheep shearing, did you?
No, I didn't do sheep shearing, but I did watch some sheep shearing, and it was quite impressive.
This reminds me of like your half GCSE in like religious studies. Just I love that. So would you say that you've always been like a relatively confident person then?
Yeah, I think I am and I'm not. I think I'm kind of one of these introverted, extroverted people. Where in some situations I am really confident, and then in others, like I'm not so much. And then I think things. But I think I've always put myself in, I can't sit still. I like to do different things. So I've obviously always put myself in these kind of situations where I've had to be pushed out of my comfort zone, which I guess has helped me be a bit more confident or just cover up when I'm not feeling confident as well.
Good at hiding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you always strike me as someone that's like very, like I say, very confident. And even I feel like when like life is hitting you through the shitter, like you're still just like, this is going to be fine. I'm just going to find a solution. Like that's always kind of the vibe I've always had from you.
Yeah. I think most of the time I am pretty good when I've had obviously like really shit times and stuff. But I think I just tell myself it's going to be all right. And then it just has to be.
That's the best way to be. I love that. I always thought we wanted to. I remember, sorry, really think, I've just been thinking about the conversation we've just had. I remember you showed me that photo from PCA and you did your own tan and it was so pale.
Yeah. I think I did do my own tan, but I can't remember it being really pale or really dark.
Yeah, because I remember trying to like, I think just before, after you won that overall, we had a chat. I was thinking to myself, like, has this girl ordered from me before? And you ordered like, you ordered Pro-Tan from me.
Yeah, I probably did. It was so long ago though, I don't really remember.
But yeah, I remember you showed me that and being like, oh, look how pale my tan was. I was like, it wasn't that bad. She's like, yeah, you were like, yeah, it was bad. I was like, no, it's fine.
I think it was quite patchy actually. I think when we did it, like we said, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just, I just chucked some tan on.
Like, fair play though. Like, I would not have done my own tan on that first show. I think I was that person that literally got everything, like hair, even hair, yeah, hair, makeup, tan, like just the whole shebang. Literally had a hotel like right round the corner, even though it was like double the price. I'm like, I don't care, just in case like zombie apocalypse is gonna come or some shit. Like, I was that person.
I think I wasn't taking it like seriously. I don't think. I think I was just going in to have fun. So. I think I just was like, oh yeah, I'll just do it myself. It'll be, you know, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
My friend was there, she was a beautician. So she was like, I know how to do tan. Like I never used fake tan before that. I hardly ever use it now.
What? Oh my God. Do you know the funny thing I used to do with fake tan? I didn't realize how stupid it was. I would, as I'm getting ready to go out for a night out, say if it's like what, a six, six, seven, I'm going out about 10. I would put my San Marez whatever crap on my skin at 7 o'clock. I did you put it at 7 o'clock. I didn't realize you have to do it like ahead of advance, let it develop and then shower off. So I'd literally put that layer of tan on 7 o'clock at night. And then I always wonder like, oh, it's gone really dark by the time I've got back home. And somehow I never got it patchy. Like I never got spilled. It never spilled on me or anything like that. But it made me think like when I was, obviously with Compact, the more I was advising people, I don't know why it got me. I don't know how it got me back to that kind of moment. But I was like, oh my God, I used to put something else on at 7 in the evening and then go out on the night out and wonder why 2 a.m. I get home. It was like really dark, but I didn't realize like that's how you used to put tan on. I just thought you just put it on and it's literally instant, like full on, like 10 seconds. It's like the layer of color it needs to be. Absolutely.
I just didn't. I think because my mum used to always say like, "Oh, you go orange," and because I'm very pale, I was just like, "Oh, I'll go orange," so I won't use it. And I think there was obviously shows like The Only Way Is Essex. And do you remember that? What was that thing that used to go in the pod?
Oh, Snog Marry, no, Snog Marry, no.
Yeah. Snog Marry Avoid.
Was it? No, it was it, or was it something else?
And they'd be like, hello, pod. And they'd be like, the general public wants to snog you, the rest want to avoid you.
It was. I used to love that.
And I think I watched that, they would, you know, they'd be like covered in fake tan. I'd be like, that's what you look like if you wear fake tan. So I'm never going to wear fake tan.
Do you know what? I might start, like, for the podcast, start doing like snog, marry, avoid for random bodybuilders. I think that would work amazing.
I think it would be lovely, yeah. Be a great ego boost for some people.
Yeah,
Maybe
I think
others.
so. Sorted. Loved it. So talk to us about, you've had quite a long away from your last like season that you did.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable, talk to us about the process of that, because I think probably like 2021 sort of time, I used to see a lot more of taking 2 years out, taking 1 year out was kind of more the thing. I see more these days, and obviously I'm that sort of person now where, you know, you don't have that much time away. So it's interesting when like some people's perceptions is like, oh, that's really weird that you've taken that much time out. When I actually kind of want to try and like, I guess, normalize and talk about those. Sometimes it is important to have that time away. Because I actually think if you would have pushed yourself into a prep during those 3 years, I don't think you'd be in the position that you're in now. So talk to us about that in quite, if you're happy to, in like a little.
Yeah. I think, well, some of it was kind of choice and some of it wasn't really my choice at the same time, though. So my plan, obviously I competed the beginning of 2021, so like April, May time, this time last year, 3 years ago. And my plan was, and I'd said like I want a good off season, like I don't want to just go back, and you know, I wanted a good off season. So I spoke a lot to my coach and we were like, right, I could go the end of 2022, I'd get to do British finals and stuff because I hadn't done them in 2021. So I was like, oh, I want, like, that's what I want to do next, like go to finals and stuff. And that was kind of the plan. And I started that prep. So I would have still had a fairly good off season, like probably like a year of growing before going back into prep, give or take. And I started prep and I was about 11 weeks out. So I don't know how many weeks in I was, to be honest. And I'd started to get, well, I started to get really ill before then. And at 11 weeks out, we just pulled it, like I just wasn't getting better. And I was basically, it's so, like I can't even describe what was going on because I don't really understand it. I've got no diagnosis still. But basically I was falling asleep, or I would be, and I think you've seen me like it, I'm like, I'm not really there. I have like these episodes where I don't really make much sense. I can't find, sometimes I know what I need to say in my head, but I can't speak the words out. I'm very confused. Like, I don't really know what's going on. I get really upset as well, which is unlike me because I'm not someone that gets upset very easily. Like, really emotional. And I don't know what it is. Like, I've had loads of blood tests and stuff. And because I was getting like that when I was getting like it a lot. So I couldn't really do a prep because I couldn't even like train because I'd be in the gym trying to train and then I'd just be out of it. So I couldn't train because I couldn't even think like how to lift the weight, for example. So it wasn't really viable to prep. So we're like, right, it's probably something to do with dieting. I'd been ill as well. I'd actually had food poisoning and it kind of like, I think that's what kind of had triggered things. Hopefully you can't hear the dog. She's like outside in the garden barking like
I
mad.
generally can't hear it.
So I can, and it's really frustrating. So yeah, I'd had food poisoning. It's kind of like, so that had kind of set me back anyway. Then I kind of got this illness and it was like, this isn't going to happen this year. Like, and it's kind of like, I need to give my body a rest and like, I'll be fine. And it was like, we'll just come back, you know, beginning of next year and we'll just do it then and everything's going to be absolutely fine. And it wasn't like, because I wasn't getting better. So I took 2022 then off completely. And then last year it was kind of like, I wanted to go the beginning of 2023. I think that was the aim then. And because I'd been back training, and I'd kind of learned how to manage, I think a lot of it was stress induced. Like I left my job, I was like, I'm not working here anymore. Like it was so stressful. But I didn't want to go back and look the same. And I think because I'd had that time out of training, I think if I'd gone back last year, got on stage at the end of last year, like I could have done it and I could have gone on stage and I would have looked okay. But I would have looked the same as what I looked in 2021, I think personally. And I didn't want to look like that. Like, I wanted to look better. So I was like, right, the next time I want to go really is 2020, like the end of 2024, and like have that time to have, like, to grow again, to build that muscle back on and some. So my goal this year is really just to look better than what I would have done in 2022 if I'd have got on stage, having that time off. So I hope that kind of makes some sense.
No, it does. Like, it's interesting how sometimes, like, I always talk about this in a podcast I've recorded, don't know when it's coming out, but like, I started a prep at the start of this year, didn't realize that I was, you know, that flu that was going around for like ages and it was like really annoying. I had this weird like flu, knocked me out, and I started thinking, oh, I'm fine. And actually didn't really, I really didn't realize how much that was lingering, how much that was starting to, like, I was getting brain fog like 12, 11, 12 weeks out. And I was like, this is not normal. Like, sometimes you just know within yourself, like, what the best thing is to do. And I think there's nothing worse than trying to, when you're in the prep scenario, push yourself when there's just like, same kind of analogy, when a car's flashing a red light, you're not going to ignore it.
Yeah.
But the best thing isn't to ignore it. Do you know what I mean? So it's going to be exciting to see you on stage, though.
Yeah, hopefully I get there.
You will.
No, I'm still worried it's going to come back, but it seems to be a lot better than what it has been. So we'll see.
No, you'll see. Have you got plans yet? Or have you kind of like, what sort of person are you? Are you, I need to know exactly the date, or are you, I'm just going to go for like that time?
Because I've got clients competing around the same time, I've got to know the date to work my shows around theirs, because obviously I want to try and not be on stage the same day as them. So I have got my shows. One of them's kind of like, we'll jump into it if I'm ready. And then after that, we're pretty much kind of planned the first, I want to say four shows, I think. And then after that, it would just be like, depends how well you do, doesn't it? If you go through to British finals and then you think like, oh, it's worth doing or it's not worth doing it or whatever. So I think the first four are kind of planned, and then after that, just see what happens.
Sounds good. I'll talk about it more with you after the podcast. So,
I think everyone knows anyway.
Oh, that's fair. I
be a secret.
Put in that prep early on the year, it was such a good reminder to me, like, why I don't talk about it, because I would not have wanted to feel like, not like I was letting people down, because that sounds a bit like bigotry is that in the right word, but like, I just didn't want that pressure of saying that, like, I've, you know, this is my plan, and then it's like, about that, gotta change my mind.
Yeah, but I think also it's because you're doing the best for yourself as well, do you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of people that get on stage because maybe they feel the pressure from other people to get on stage and to do it, when actually, is that the right thing for you and your body and your mental health as well? Like, potentially not.
Yeah.
And are you just doing it because you feel pressure to get on stage?
Yeah, I definitely hear on that. Seeing as I think you have a lot of like first timer clients, both like coaching wise and like posing wise, what are the main things that you see that like, people like, you wish you can kind of tell loads more people, like, this is what you need to do, or this is what you don't need to do?
Practice your posing early. Like, even if you're thinking of like, oh, maybe one day I'll get on stage, just start posing, because there's so many, and find like a decent posing coach, not just some person that's in your gym that steps on stage once and decide they're a posing coach, because, and they're cheaper, like, they're cheaper for a reason. Find someone that actually knows what they're talking about and will teach you how to pose properly and really, really well for your body. I think that's the one of the, like, posing wise, that would be the biggest tip. And then I think actually for coaching, I think having people around you that support you, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have like all your friends have to be in the industry, because like, as much as I've got friends in the industry, like, most of my friends are outside of the industry, but they understand it and they do support me. But I think that you need to explain to your friends and your family and your partner what's going on and what to kind of expect, and just ask them for their support. And I think if they're good friends, family, partner, whatever, they will support you regardless anyway.
How do you have that conversation? Like, what's your sort of like main key pillars of advice for that? Because like, yeah, I've had definitely like my own difficulties with it, but like, what would your advice for people trying to actually get them to understand? Like, you've tried to explain it a little bit and it's like, you're still getting a little bit of like a barrier there. Like, what would you be like your next point of call?
I think it depends on the person. Like, I definitely find, like, with my grandma and stuff, she doesn't understand it. Like, she doesn't understand bodybuilding at all. And I don't think she ever will. She knows I go to the event. She knows I have these friends. And she thinks, right, whatever, that's wonderful. And I don't think she's ever going to understand it. So for people like my grandma, and actually my dad as well, because he struggles, we just call it eating and not eating. And if you just have to really, really simplify it to them, because like my dad 4 weeks out from a show before, was it was my birthday, and he was like, so do you want Chinese on Saturday? And I was like, obviously not.
Love that.
But he can understand, like, for him, it was my birthday, so we would have Chinese, because that's obviously what you do.
A bit Chinese for your first choice.
Yeah, around here it is, because that's the only decent takeaway you've got. So yeah, I would go for Chinese. Oh, he didn't take me for Chinese this birthday. I'm gonna have to have a word with him.
Savage.
I know.
You had your chance though, that's it. You had your one chance and now you said no. Is that right? She in his head is like, she's just gonna say no all the time now.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's it. But for like my dad, like if you just simplify it and I'm like, right, I'm not eating with you right now, I'm dieting, and then I think they kind of the more simple you make it, the more they can understand it. It's just like eating or not eating. And then when they say to you like, oh, but are you going to eat normally afterwards, just say yes. Because I think if you turn around and say like, oh, but when I'm in off season, I'm still going to eat these meals, I'm only going to have one off plan meal a week, I think that then is too confusing and they can't wrap their head around that. So you just go eating and not eating. That's the easiest way to do it.
But how do you navigate that with post-show when they're like, oh, you can just eat everything and anything, when obviously that's ideally that can either run into difficult positions yourself, or that's like essentially the best way, you know, to have that environment around you? How would you navigate that? Because that's something that I had a couple of times where I struggled with, because they in their head, they thought, right, show. And then it was like after show was just like, right, completely off, without them understanding like the implications of that as well.
Yeah. I guess that is a lot harder, isn't it? I think it's just saying to them, like, I still want to eat healthier. Like, I'm still putting weight on, because something that my stepdad used to work with children with anorexia. So something that he really struggled with the first time I prepped was the fact that I was restricting my eating. And I think for him, that was quite a big, like, what's going on here? But now he's seen me go through that process, he's fine with it. So I think a lot of it is asking them to trust you and be like, no, look, I'm not actually doing anything unhealthy here, even though bodybuilding is kind of unhealthy. But like, trust me, like, I am going to put the weight back on again, but maybe like I need to do it in my own way. And if they want to have Chinese with you or whatever, maybe you just suggest like, do you know what, maybe we could go out for dinner on this date, and then you just plan that as your off plan meal day anyway. Or you don't necessarily go for Chinese. There might be somewhere that's a bit, I actually don't like sushi, but I know loads of people go for sushi because it's like a cleaner option, isn't it?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't understand the concept of sushi. Sushi, I can't even say the bloody word. I don't understand it. Unless you're in Thailand and spending 20p per roll, in my head, you're spending so much money on this food that's even, we're not really gonna fill you up that much. And like, I just don't get it. Just don't understand it. I'm not gonna lie. Whenever I see sushi, I'm like, oh yeah, great.
I really struggle when people are like, that's off plan meal sushi. I'm like, yeah, but it's fish and rice. What do you eat the rest of the week? Chicken and rice.
Right. Sushi's one of those meals when I've had it in the UK and I've had the meal and the bills come to me, I've been like, well, that was a fucking waste of time and money. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not out for sushi.
Whereas like if I eat it out in Thailand, I'm like, yeah, cool. It's obviously a bit more authentic. The price ain't that bad either. A mate of ours was in Vegas at the same time. He's like, I've just spent £207 sushi. And I sent him the photo, like, yeah, 20p per roll, mate, here. Or I think it was 20 baht or 20p. I was like, yeah, I'd much rather have this. Thanks, mate. I was like, nope.
Really only be like 20p because like rice is quite cheap and it's not like a massive fish, it's in like a little bit of fish on it.
I also found out about Chinese chicken chow mein just seems to be that thing that you could just eat, and it's not in terms of if you're gonna like be like mindful or trying to keep the calories low. I always find like a chicken chow mein is like my go-to these days.
Is it?
Yeah, if I'm like post show and like my nan wants Chinese and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I probably shouldn't have this, but like kind of feel bad. I just be like, right, just give me a chicken chow mein, and that always seems to kind of have the least amount of calories. I find it's more like broth based.
Yeah, I've not really looked. I think the chicken chow mein, though, where we are, it's oil based
Wasn't
and very oily. Yeah,
it? See, Joe
it's
hates
not really
Chinese.
food around here.
Honestly, if I say, Joe, let's go for Chinese, he's like, fuck that. He's like, don't want the MSG. He's like, no. But Wagamama's would do. So I'm like, right, we'll go Wagamama's. Even though that's technically like, it's like, you can kind of escalate the calories up and down on that place. There's another place here called like Chi, which is around the UK. That's kind of like a, I was going to say, like, if you're going to try and go bit bougier with a Chinese, like you want the Chinese without like the excess oil Chinese, but it's still like off planet than like cheap as well.
Chinese, yeah. I like Thai. I like Thai food the best.
Agreed.
Love Thai food. And actually, Thai food isn't that bad. Thai food's fairly clean. Again, I guess it depends where you get it from.
Give me a pad thai and chicken satay. Yes,
Oh, yes.
that's my one. But then
Yeah.
that takes one of those for me. Like if I'm really like crappy, whatever, I'm like, oh screw it. I'm just gonna water down some like peanut butter, put a soy sauce in. I'm like, yeah, that's my chicken satay done with some cucumber before authenticness. I'm like, yeah, done.
Spring onion.
Gotta get that veg in, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of spring onion. Yeah. I do think though, if you make the effort with your friends and family when you're in off season and you're every off plan meal, like you're going with them somewhere, I think then when you're dieting, like they're not going to take it to heart as much.
No, I found that. See, for me, Indian as well. I know we're talking about food a lot, but like Indian, I love an Indian, mate. Joe hates an Indian. So whenever he goes traveling, like if he has to work or go to a show, first thing I'm doing is messaging my gran, being like, yo, we're getting an Indian this weekend. She's like, yes, Jazz. I'm like, yes, thank you.
See, I love an Indian, but they're crap.
Oh, that's the thing. Indians are so hit and miss as well.
It's like, it's not the one. It's just not. I don't really like them, innit?
See, someone told me if you look for the place which is like a South Indian restaurant, apparently that's like the best, that's the best chance you've got of having a good Indian, apparently.
What's it like? No one knows it's there, kind of thing.
If you're looking at the Indian or whatever, and it's like it says in the small text or like Southern Indian cuisine or something like that, if it's in the southern, if it's if their food is the recipes are originated from southern India, apparently that's like the best chance you have of getting a good Indian.
Oh, that's a good tip, to be fair.
You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime, mate. So, looking at how many years you've been in this industry now, you've seen a lot of things change and evolve. Like, what would you say are like the main things that you've seen like really massively change? Or like transform or like improve or like
Of athlete.
the standard, yeah.
Yeah, the standard of athlete, like every like everyone is like on the mark. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not like before, like you'd see a lineup and there'd be like one or two really good in a lineup of like 10, say. Whereas now it's like in that lineup of 10, like eight of them are really good. So I would say that that's the main thing, like the standard, just like the condition, the muscularity, the posing, like across all the classes, I'd say like the standard is like the main thing. But also the stuff that's on available to you as well, like education wise, there's so much out there now that you can learn so much. It's almost quite overwhelming though sometimes because I think everyone's shouting different things, then you're like, what? What do I listen to?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of stuff lately about like sub 1,000 calories, which has been quite interesting. I feel like that kind of had a massive like there's loads of talk around it died down. I feel like that's being spoken about again. It's weird how things go in waves.
Yeah, I've seen you put something about that, but I hadn't actually seen anything personally before I'd seen you post about it.
I don't say I bloody started it.
Yeah, you started it, Jess. Fair though, I don't look at loads on social media. Recently, I've been so busy, like I've not really looked at, unless you're my friend, like I've probably not looked.
Do you know
So
what, even
yeah.
if you are my friend, I've probably not seen it. Generally, I'm like that, like a blow away the flurry, especially in Iceland. Like I really wanted to just have some time off and like completely
Yeah.
switch off. And I would say I'm pretty much only now just getting back to like all my WhatsApps. And I was like, please update with your life because I haven't got an Instagram, so I have no idea. If you've been putting it on Instagram, I ain't got a clue. Like, don't know what's going on with you.
Did you have fun in Iceland though?
Oh my God, insane.
It's my favorite place I've ever been to.
I didn't realize you went.
Yeah, I went years ago though, like 2012, I think. Years ago. But it's incredible.
Did you find when you were trying to take photos? I was like, what's the fucking point? Because it's not looking as good. Like the photos were not doing anything justice.
No, like everything is like clear over there. Like I don't know how to describe it other than that. Like it's like when you're in the UK, everything's like foggy. And then you go over there and everything is just like so crisp and so clean and so clear. Like that's how I describe Iceland.
Yeah, 100%. But it's funny because I was looking at that place. So September, I booked the flights for me and Joe for his 30th as a surprise. And then from September onwards, I'm not joking, probably most nights I was like watching like Iceland stuff while he was sleeping. I was on my phone like looking as if I was so excited. I did think, fuck, if I like bullshit here thinking, do you mean like you overamp something and then you get there and it just like doesn't live up to the expectations? I was really nervous, but it just literally
No.
passed it.
Do you know what as well? And I've seen a picture of you and Joe. Joe looks like he lives in Iceland. Joe
That's why,
looks Icelandic man.
we went. So like, I was trying to think of places to go, and I was like, out of all the places, why don't I just take him to the place that like he probably originates from anyway? Like, makes perfect sense. It's
He
perfect.
just looked like he was there living and you were there on holiday.
Joe, it was hilarious though. He got mistaken on two separate occasions for being a UFC kickboxer. So Joe's like, I've been training for 14 years as a bodybuilder, and everyone's just coming to me like, are you that? One of them was, are you that UFC fight kickboxer? And the other one was you, are you that kickboxer on TikTok? And Joe was like, why is this happening to me? And I was like, lol, out of all the things. It was
Does he
so
know who the person is that he's meant to be?
I have no idea who he is.
Oh, well, I don't
But
know.
he's lost a bit of weight though. And I said, look, when it, like he when he like does lean down, he does kind of have that, like, I think with the tattoos and stuff as well. I don't know. Because like a lot of bodybuilders don't have a lot of tattoos. When you, like, obviously some of them do, but if you think about the ones that most mainstream people will look at, none of them really have tattoos, if you think, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you. I think actually, like, because it does, it covers your physique, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's
No,
one of them, I think that's why people aren't so heavily tattooed, isn't it?
but I
Which.
was sick, but it was like I'm still got holiday blues now. And if it honestly, if it wasn't that expensive, I would live there 100%.
Yeah. It is really expensive over there, though, isn't it? And just to get there and.
Just picking up some like yogurt, a yogurt pot. I'm not gonna lie, when I because I my bank account, like it's good for basically like what's the word? Currency conversion stuff. So I was just using mine. And Joker asked me, how much is it? I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, kept like calculating it, but I wasn't turning because I know it was just going to get stressed out about it. But we picked up like a pot of yogurt, like, you know, the 500 grams. So, you know, it is a hefter, £4.
Jesus, man.
So there's one like shot we did, but it was 70 quid. And I looked at the stuff and thought, oh my God, like this doesn't even look like £70. But I was like, Joe's like, how much is it? I was like, oh, I think it's about 40. I'm not even gonna tell it because it's just gonna stress him out. But no, I said we're sick. We're so good. And do you know what? We booked it in January, and I'm glad we because like Dagger got poorly and stuff, we had to move it. I'm actually
Yeah.
quite glad that we changed it to April because the roads were petrifying. Like if we would have gone in January, I don't think we would have been able to like drive as much as we would have been able to. Like you know, the wind and the icy conditions and all that sort of stuff. Like, it was okay in April, but it was still like a couple of times and it was windy. I was like, oh my God, like it just won't. And you see these cars at the bottom of the on the side of the road, just like literally
abandoned.
Yeah, abandoned. And they're like fucked up as well.
Yeah, I think I went in like May, June time.
Oh, nice.
Actually, it wasn't like that snowy. Do you know what I mean? Like what you had. It was fairly warm. Not, I wouldn't say warm, but yeah, it was like British winter.
Yeah, yeah. No, April was nice. It was kind of like just coming out of that. Like the snow was still there, but it was just coming out of it. And it was even strange when I drove us back. You don't realise how little people live in Iceland until I got on the M1 to get home from Luton. And I was like, oh, all these cars and people. It just felt like it really hit me then, thinking, Jesus, you don't realize how many people are like around you all the time.
Yeah, lots. And they're all germy and disgusting.
You know that thing? It's like, boys smell, throw rocks at them, whatever it is. That's the analogy that's coming to my head right now.
Just start throwing rocks at people.
Just have a little backup stash. It'll be good. It'll be good. Have you got any holidays booked this year?
No, because basically, all my friends have decided to get married this year. So I've got lots of weddings, lots of hen do's. Look, a bird. This is Siri.
Anyway, that's not. Mate, my Siri went off then, and I was like, I haven't said anything. Why is it doing it? We might have clocked onto yours. That's hilarious.
Oh, mine said, oh dear, a bird. I was like, oh, okay.
Farmers, you, those young farmers.
Yeah. No, all my friends are getting married this year. So I've paid a lot out for hen do's, weddings. And then obviously competing as well, and I want to compete abroad, so it's just all of that money being thrown at that. But if I get through to PCA Worlds, that's in Amsterdam, and I've kind of said to like a couple of friends, like, we'll just stay an extra day or two and
that's
just
cool.
Yeah, have a bit of a post-show holiday kind of thing over there. So that's my plan this year.
That'll be fun. Are you bikini tall or bikini short?
I'm obviously bikini tall, Jasmine.
Yeah, but you'd be like medium, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm at PCA. I think I was like half a centimetre into the tall category. So
half measures, man. Half RE, half young farmers, half into the category.
Half a centimetre, something like that. Yeah, because I'm like 5'5", so I'm like bang on average. So I kind of sit in the middle.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Hen do's and weddings, crazy money. It's funny, a lot of my mates, like one of my mates got married, but she kind of like did literally the tiniest wedding that like she didn't invite mates. She didn't do a hen do. And then one of my friends kind of like, I think she'll probably be the next one, but I think the way my friends seem to be kind of settling down, it's nice. I feel like they're going to slowly stagnate it. So it's not a case I'm going to have like five of them. To be fair, I don't even have that many friends. I've got four main friends. You know what I mean? Like out, not like in outside. So yeah, I've got one of them is already married. Actually, no, I've got three, thinking about it. No, four. Yeah, for one of them went to, she's moved to New Zealand. She got married there. So I was like, great. Didn't need to worry about that one. So yeah, there's only two of them left. And I think they're going to nicely stagnate themselves. I've just confirmed I've got four outside of competing friends. So that's good to know. Because I always forget.
Yeah, no, it's like my school friends, like that circle, three of them are all getting married, like at the same, well, April, May, June.
Yeah, that's savage.
So, yeah, the last two weekends I've had like hen do's back to back. So it's been fun. The hen do's are done now. I've got three weddings and then I've got like a couple more weddings later on in the year as well. I think three more weddings later on in the year. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
This is a lot of socialising, Jazz. I don't normally do this much socialising. I was like, this is a lot for me.
I find that more with socialising stuff. Like, I definitely need my socialising time, but I also, at the same time, need my, like, alone time in just, like, the same amount. If I swing one way, I have to swing the other way to kind of, like, balance it. I never used to be like that, but I'm definitely finding I'm more like that these days.
Yeah, I am. And I think because I don't... Like, I don't drink at all and I don't, like, normally really, like, go out much. And now I've been out a lot recently. I'm like, this is scary.
Yeah, this is enough now. I've met my quota for the year.
Yeah, I think I'm done. Well, I say I'm done now, but I've got a wedding in like 2 weeks, so I'm gonna have to be social again.
Just turn up for the reception, it'll be fine. Just turn up really late. Sorry.
Really?
To
No,
be
I'm
fair,
gonna.
some people are like that, aren't they, these days? Like a lot, I'm hearing a lot more where like a lot of them are just getting invited to the reception.
Well, not the evening do.
Oh, sorry, is that what they call it? The evening bit.
Yeah. I'm day and evening, mate. I'm the whole day.
Whole day, whole shebang.
A whole thing. Yeah.
Love it. We haven't got anything. I don't know. One of my mates, Joppo, has just got engaged, but like I think he's, to be fair, I think by next year he'll have his wedding plan, which I find mad, but he's 40.
Yeah. No, I've said I'm not getting married. And my friend said to me, for your 30th, then can I plan you a hen do? And I said, why? And she was like, well, if you don't want to get married, I'll just plan you a hen do. And then we can like have your hen do in case it never happens. And I was like, I don't really know how I feel about that. Cause I was like, now you're saying me that like I'm just gonna be like this like crazy cat lady.
Because like to be like I'm do you know what? Unpopular opinion, I don't think hen do's are all that.
I think, see, I think they're good fun. I think if you've got the right group of people together, they're good fun. But I think if you get some clashing individuals in the mix, then it ruins it for everyone else.
Yeah. See, like my hen do was an interesting one. Like, I'm not mates with these people anymore, but I remember having that hen, my hen do, and then my sister-in-law, that isn't my sister-in-law anymore, orcs, but like her hen do was like 6 months before mine. And like hers, it was like so much pressure. It was all these, I feel like it was all these people kind of trying to like, I guess, compete to be like the best, like be top dog in terms of like friends and stuff. And then some people having issues with like people wouldn't pet, like how bad's this? I think, right? It's like, people would pay for things and I would straight away pay them because I don't want to be bad. I feel bad for this girl just being like completely out of pocket. This girl was paying for everything and she was having to chase these girls for money. And I was like, I just felt so bad for her. She's like, I'm not made of money. So
Yeah.
that was quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it is. We actually had so one of my friends that got married or was getting married, her auntie is my old maths teacher and she came to the hen do and it is the weirdest thing ever. Your old maths teacher there. But she was like pissed and they were playing these games and she was like on it.
Let her loose.
It's like, yeah. She said, my name. So you had to have like you had to say my name is and then like whatever your name is. And then what you like the same letter as your first name. And like everyone was being really tame. They were like, my name's Charlotte and I like chocolate. And she went, my name's Sue and I like sex. Like, this is my math.
I love it. Respect. At least she's honest.
Yeah. Yeah, she was honest.
Why not, mate?
Never thought I'd hear her say that.
Oh, I love that. Right, I'm gonna end it with, and hopefully you'll know somewhat what I'm gonna ask you, is what makes Molly not just a bikini girl apart from being in the Young Farmer Institute and being a previous gymnast, because you already mentioned them.
Cool. I lived in a van for a bit. I did bodybuilding from a van. I guess that's an interesting fact.
Do you remember when you were talking to me? I don't. There was something to do with the gas situation. And I remember going to B&M and sending you a photo, being like, is this what you need? And you're like,
Oh,
no.
yeah, gas, didn't I?
Yeah. There was a massive gas.
Were they just staying in your driveway, I think?
No, I think you'd left at this point, but I felt really bad because you were talking about this gas scenario. And then I went into my local B&M and I went, oh no, there's gas here. I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, I filled up from LPG, but yeah, I lived in my van for a while. That 2022 season, I prepped from the van, which everyone was like, oh, that's mad. I'm like, it's not really. It's just like a gas cooker and it's just like a really small house.
Please, if it has everything you need, then why, like, Jerry? Sometimes
Yeah.
we can live in, like, excess. We kind of, I guess, accustom ourselves to thinking that we need all these actual luxuries when really you dial it down, you only need, like, cooker, fridge, a bed.
Yeah, well, I didn't really have a very good fridge. But yeah, you don't. The dog, obviously. You
Oh.
need a dog. But yeah, you don't. And I think, to be honest, that's the happiest I've ever been, is living in my van.
I love that.
That I was so chilled. Like, you just park up wherever you want to park up. There's no like stress to like get anywhere. You're like, oh yeah, just come up then. My house is with me.
What's happened to your van now?
I've just spent a fortune trying to get it through MOT. The electrics on it are broken at the moment, so it's not, the solar panel isn't charging the electrics and the heating's not working. So I basically need to get all that fixed as well. So my friend said he's going to do it for me. And he was sending me these pictures, and I'm like, I don't have a clue about electrics. Like, I did all the carpentry in it, I can do that fine. Electrics, no clue. And he was sending me the pictures of these electrics and was like, do your electrics look like this? And I was like, I don't know.
Do you
And
know
he
what?
said, I don't think they do.
Two things that I really want to learn. I know three things that I really want to learn at some point is electrics, plumbing, and plastering. I really want to get on top of knowing just like the basics of them.
I think, well, he said to me the electric's actually really simple in the van because of whatever voltage thingy. I don't really understand what they are. But it's the, he said you could do that yourself, but I just think I might do it wrong and then it might not work or it might catch fire.
Yeah, or you might die.
Yeah, I might die, yeah. And I think the gas, like, I'm really not going to do that myself because that, if you do gas wrong, like, then you really do die. And I think maybe like not dying would be good.
Do you know what, again, it's so really bad. You know the mean guys are like, you might get pregnant and die. Like, that's it. It's just reminding me of that.
Do not have sex. You will catch chlamydia and you will die.
I'm definitely going to steal the snog marry avoid going forward. So thank you
Yeah.
for
I look forward to hearing some people's opinions.
it's funny because they're going to be like, oh, I don't find someone. I'm like, well, you're going to have to. That's the question.
Yeah, I think you've, do you feel bad who you're avoiding? Guess it's not snog, marry, kill, because some people say that, and then that's really, that's quite aggressive, that.
Yeah, that's. See, I just think avoid, like,
Avoid, yeah, it's less aggressive.
yeah, keep it PG and all that stuff. So that'd be good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on, babes.
No worries. Thank you for having me. It's been very random.
Like, have I got a plan? I was like, I feel like I just didn't want to plan with you. I don't know what it was about it. I just knew that the questions, I'd be able to ask you would just be like a bit more like, I don't want to say au naturel, but I think sometimes you can fall into the trap of it just being too like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Sometimes it's a bit like question, answer. And then it's like an exam, isn't it?
It's static, that's the word.
Static.
No, stop, not about static life. But no, thank you so much for coming on, babes. I'm going to leave
Fun.
all of Molly's deets below. So definitely keep tabs on when she is competing or not competing or hen doing or not hen doing. And yeah,
That's
you'll let
done.
me. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Open.